All right, we bring in the professor, and that is Ron Wotus. Well, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Rabbi. I'm doing great. I hope you are as well.
Yeah, we are. It's, you know, it is Saturday, and, you know, it's not Sunday, so we're going to school with you on Saturday. So we've got a lot to cover today, but there's only three games left. And then, you know, opening day is coming up. Well, how do you feel about this shortened spring training? Is anything standing out to you about only the 3 weeks of spring training?
Well, probably the concern is still the health of the players, especially in our situation with a few people banged up. We have, you know, several guys or a few guys that haven't gotten into game action yet. And I'm concerned about that moving forward to start the season. You know, we did have, as I mentioned, a lot of guys here for different camps, the non-roster guys, but the 40-man roster guys, it'll be interesting to see, you know, just where they're at. You know, I think the at-bats, you know, you never know how a guy is going to react. I think they, you know, some guys can have 25 bats in the springs and be locked in, but it's more about the health of the players. And it did go quick. It did go quick. For instance, I'm going home tonight after the Dodger game here, and I'm going to head up and watch Sacramento open on Monday night. So it's been a quick spring. There's no question about it.
All right. Weather's good. Dodgers today. Kershaw today. Belt is in the lineup. And that is, well, referring to guys needing at-bats. Thinking about River Islands for a second, Woe, and I talked to Colleen this week out of River Islands. Boy, schools are happening. They're building more schools out there, which is a great sign of the community growing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they're you know, building their third K through 8 school as we speak, and they expect that to be open in the fall, which really gives you an indication of how many families are heading out to River Islands. And you know, we all know why, or at least you and I do, and the people listening to the show, all the amenities and the things that they have. So, and they're going to be breaking ground on the high school. That's underway as well. So things keep moving along. The community is growing. The amenities continue to be outstanding, and they add more lakes, et cetera, et cetera. So if you haven't seen River Islands, it's a great time to go take a look at it.
Boy, it is. Three new schools in 9 years. That's an indication of how many families are moving to River Islands. I love talking about it. Hey, the Wotus rule is starting to take effect on the umpires in replay. Really, they listen to you, Woe. The latest one is the umpires now are mic'd up, and at the end of the replay, however long it takes, I know we're still working on that, but they've got to come out and then let the audience know, let everyone in the stands know what the decision was and how they reached it. How about that?
I think that's great. You know, this is a rule that or an adjustment for the game that I really appreciate. I think everybody in the ballpark, everybody at home wants to know what the ruling was and why. Was it inconclusive where you couldn't overturn it, or was it just a missed call? So that's number one. Number two, I hope this speeds up the game. You know, if they have an earpiece in, hopefully the umpires do not have to go all the way by the dugout, you know, pull out the headset and go through that. If they're mic'd up, have an earpiece in, they can just gather right there on the field. And if that saves another 15 or 20 seconds, it's a good thing, because we all know replays kind of stopping the flow of the game.
Yeah, I like it. Well, you're getting to them, I think. You know, if we could just get the time down, I think the Wotus rule can take effect here.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, they're making a lot of adjustments, and this is one that I certainly love. We know in the minor leagues, you know, they're implementing all these rule changes from AAA on down, you know, the bigger bases. They have the robot umpire in AAA, you know, the runner on
second. You're going to see that. I think you'll see that Monday, right? I think you will.
I would anticipate, yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. I'm not a fan of it. I just think that, you know, the human element is so important. You know, this isn't a video game, and it just takes, you know, the style of play to a different level. I think it's a beautiful game, Marty. I think it's been a beautiful game since it began. And, you know, some of the adjustments are good, and some I don't agree with. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with the bases. Leave the bases alone, but speed up the game. And if they can speed up the game with the game clock, which I'm looking forward to seeing that down in the minor leagues, I have good positive feedback from everybody that's been involved with it. I think that's the number one thing to engage the fans and make the sport more popular.
Yeah, very good. Love it. Very good. Well, there is going to be a change in watching a game now. And, you know, we haven't seen it yet at our home ballpark, Oracle Park. The DH is going to be used in a National League game. And, well, we have not, you know, on the road, sure, the DH is used, the World Series, whatever. But we haven't seen it at the home park yet. So a lot of fans, you know, are going to come out here and see a different type of ball game. So give us a little preview of what it's going to look like with the DH and no pitcher hitting.
No, you're right. And they gradually, you know, blended the two leagues together. I mean, the umpires used to be separate, right? Some had the big balloon chest protectors. The baseballs were a little bit different, et cetera, et cetera. So it's basically the American League now, right? Baseball, there's no more National League. You're not going to see any sacrifice bunting. You're not going to see any bunt plays. You're not going to see any, you know, slashes by the pitchers. And we knew that was coming. The union and the pitchers, they get paid to pitch. But there was a beauty to the game, and there were other interests in the game that made the game exciting. The stolen base, the suicide squeeze. Do you leave the pitcher in? Do you hit for him? It was great for talk radio. So that's all going by the wayside. And I think that, you know, we'll see. I mean, the fans, obviously, you got a lot of old-time fans, I'm sure, loved the National League style of play. And they're not going to see that anymore. It's just going to be one game.
Well, people want runs, whether it's home run, they want runs. And someone told me this the other day, and I don't know if you agree or not. People don't come to the park to see a pitcher pitch. They come to see a hitter hit. And that's the basis of the DH.
Yeah, you're right. I think, you know, everybody loves the home run. You know, if they can get the length of the game down, and that's number one. I think the fans will really, really enjoy it. So that's the number one thing. And I agree with you, but I know there's a lot of purists out there that do love the National League style of play. Probably most of them are older, and they're not going to see that anymore. So it's, you know, it's a time gone by. It's an adjustment in the game that, you know, we'll talk about. And the young people that are watching the game for the first time, they won't have any idea what we're talking about.
Really? All right. Well, you know, what about the third base coach? Now, of course, you did this for years. Do you play for big innings? You know, it is a DH. So, you know, National League ball, you're playing for a run here and there. You're always cognizant of how many outs and all this stuff. In your opinion, I don't know what the answer is. Does a DH change how a third base coach looks at the game?
You know, Marty, great question. I think it will in certain instances, because when you're coaching third and you had that sixth or seventh place hitter up, you had to make decisions whether to hold the runner or send him. You always knew where that pitcher was hitting in the first mm-hmm. five innings, because you knew he was coming up, and you might have to jam a guy in there because you had the pitcher coming up, and maybe if you have the DH spot coming up, you'd hold the runner up. So it does enter into the third base coach's mind. And, you know, one thing you used to have to do coaching third as well is the sixth, seventh, eighth, or ninth, even sometimes in the fifth. You know, if you load the bases up in the pitcher spot coming up, whether it was Dusty or Felipe, Boats or Cap, I'd give a little sign to the bench saying, hey, if we load these up or we got men on base, are you going to pinch hit for the pitcher? Because mm-hmm. I needed to know that. Because if I stop a guy at third and leave the bases loaded with two outs and the pitcher's coming up, well, you know, you're going to get booed out of the park. But if you know the DH or you're going to pinch hit, you're more apt to be a little more cautious and let the hitter do his job.
Very good. Boy, that's the professor talking. Very good. That was a very good analysis of how the third base coach is going to be different this year. Yeah, that's something to watch. It's going to be different for everybody in a National League park because we've never seen this before. So it is going to be different. Interesting. Hey, you know, it was fun being at spring training, and I know it was short, but the drills of spring training, well, I used to see the pitcher, you know, what do they call it? The pitcher.
EFP.
Yeah,
fielding practice.
Yeah, the fielding practice and throwing to bases and all that. I didn't see a lot of that this spring. Is there a reason why?
Well, it's another thing that the DH is doing to the game. It's limiting the pitcher on how many, team activities they're involved with. In the past, in the base running is prevalent. So we used to do a lot more drills with the pitchers on the mounds, first and third. You know, the first guy at first takes off and maybe stops. They try to steal a run. Now the pitcher, he needs to go through the mechanics of that so he knows what to do with the ball. Now, you don't see a lot of that anymore, but it does happen at times. It could be on a base hit. The guy at first makes rounds the base, and he gets caught in a rundown. Now there's a guy at third. What do you do? So I think the DH has killed the bunt plays. We used to have three or four bunt plays, and the pitcher started most of those bunt plays. They may key off the shortstop or the second baseman, but they need to know the timing and the mechanics of the play and their responsibility. Well, you're not going to see a lot of wheel plays, which is men on first and second, pitchers up. You expect the pitcher to bunt, and we're going to try to get the lead out at third. We're just not going to let them bunt it. We're going to get the lead out. So a lot of those drills in spring training are cut back. Probably 75% of the stuff that you had to go over with the pitchers are not being you have no concern with it at this point in time. So that's a big part of the reason why.
Boy, another good aspect of how the game has changed for everyone who's going to watch it this year. Well, but those drills were fun because you got to see some pitchers throw to a base. That was always interesting for me, and it got a lot of laughs.
Yeah, you did. We would earmark what pitchers could field or, throw to second. That's one that's screwed up all the time is the comebacker to the pitcher, and they got to throw to the second baseman. And how many times you see that thing airmailed in the center field? we still go through that. But that was one fundamental that I believe needed to be worked on, not just once or twice in the spring. It needs to be worked on with a lot of reps. That means if it's seven or eight times, and we earmark the guys like Cassia and Jeremy, I love you to death. But, sometimes he had a hard time with certain things. You check the box and what pitchers needed extra work, and we'd send them to the backfield with guardian rags, and we'd work on those things. And you just don't see as much of that today as you have in the past.
No, it was always an adventure when Affeldt had a throw to a base.
He stopped throwing, remember, Marty? He'd run it over to first.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, and then he'd throw to third. It would go down the left field line. I remember a few of those. I think against Washington, didn't he? Didn't he do that in a playoff game? I thought he did. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't remember. I don't want to beat him up too bad. He's such a great guy. And he's won us a couple of World Series. So, but that's an example of what we used to look at.
Well, that's a good segue into the pitching staff, which is really a first-class pitching staff. I've seen Rodon pitch, Cobb yesterday, Webb, and the bullpen. I know the bullpen's gotten knocked around a little bit. I guess, let me ask you this. I mean, Rodgers can't seem to get a clean inning in, and Alvarez got knocked around yesterday. Any concern about anything like that when you see it in spring training?
Not for me. As long as their velocity's there, their stuff is there. It's Arizona, number one. The fields are hard. The ball flies. I mean, you see balls getting touched here that wouldn't be out of our ballpark, every day, and they're a home run in Arizona. Certain pitchers, contact pitchers, and, those two guys, Raj is in a big strikeout guy. They put the ball in play. Alvarez is another one, a headsy pitcher without the big strikeout stuff. Some of it can be location. Maybe they haven't had a lot of outings, but a lot of it, I think, is just Arizona. So as long as their stuff is there, it doesn't concern me. And you know this, Marty. We've known this for years. And anybody that's been in the game, you don't want to over-evaluate in spring training. Mm-hmm. I think what the players done the last season is a bigger tell than worrying about two good weeks from a player. So at this point in time, they both look like, they still have their stuff, and they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, we can't wait to evaluate. That's what baseball is. We want to give our opinions all the time, but you have to hold it back in spring training. What about this Luis Gonzalez? This is not the Luis Gonzalez of years ago. This is Luis Gonzalez. Well, he's probably had the best at-bats, maybe you could argue, in the camp.
Yeah, Marty, he's opened a lot of eyes, and this guy's fighting for a spot, and he has looked extremely well. Blandino has played well as well. So, you know, we have some difficult decisions to make, and, you know, that's the bad news. But the good news is we'll still have control of most of these guys that we send out, and as you know, you're going to need the full roster of 40-man guys, and our front office will do a great job, Farhan and Scott, to work that roster to give us the best chance to win every day. So it's tough for a young player that has a good spring training. You know, you want to leave and break camp with that team. You want to be there for opening day. But if not, I expect this is a guy, if he continues to do it, we'll see him at some point during the season if he doesn't make the team.
Okay, good point. Hey, opening day's coming up. For you, this is a different kind of item. I'm not sure what you're going to be doing opening day, but I know you'll be there. But this is a little different for you. This is a little different opening day, but still the excitement is still there.
Yeah, it'll feel different, just like the first game down here did. After we did the national anthem, I felt like I was supposed to run out to third base. And, you know, I will be there for opening day. I'm going up to SAC to watch their opening day in their first four games. And, of course, I'll be in San Francisco on the field before the game and then watch it out of uniform. And that's going to be really, really odd for me. There's no doubt about it. Watching a game from the stands, and I think that's going to be one of those things that, you know, I haven't done except for when I was, you know, suspended a couple games for arguing with the umpires. So it's been a long time since I've been in the stands watching a major league game. And, you know, I'm embracing it. I'm looking forward to it. And it's just going to be a different perspective for me.
Well, you know, you should sit in different spots in the stadium. You know, Larry Bear's down there. You got Larry Nibby. You got the Beyer family. You got Georgie brothers. You know, you could sit wherever you want. I think you ought to move around the park.
Oh, you know, that'd be great to be able to sit with all my friends and people I know and get their perspective. And I'll probably be doing some of that. You know, I'm probably going to sit outside where the scouts sit so I can watch the field and really see the game. I'll watch it upstairs. I like to watch it with some of our executives and even our analysts to get a better understanding on how they're viewing the game when it's going on. So, yeah, I am looking forward to that aspect of it, and we'll see where I settle in the most watching the game.
Well, if you're in 115, that's where the scout sits. Janine runs that section. I'll have to tell her to look out for you. Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, well, have a great afternoon. Have a safe flight home. I know Lori will be glad to see you. And we'll talk next week. Boy, here we go, 162 ahead of us. It's going to be fun, so I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Great being with you, Marty. Well, next time we talk, I guess we'll have something to talk about, you know, how the opening day was and the opening series went. So look forward to talking to you again.
And don't forget, it's Kershaw today. Don't get in any trouble with him.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little froggy today, and I'm leaving town. Maybe today's the day.
Okay. All right. Well, take care.
All right. You too, Marty. Bye-bye.
That is the professor, Ron Wotus. More coming up. Bruce Jenkins is next right here on the Sports Leader.